Hey, welcome to the Safety Man Podcast. Today we're launching a new series called So You Want to Be a Responsible Gun Owner. We're going to talk about a couple of parts where we talk about training, weapon selection, the moral, legal, tactical, and ethical aspects of defending yourself and your loved ones with deadly force. Hopefully you guys will ask me some questions so I can make sure I address those specifically. But stay tuned. We're going to have a couple parts in this series of the So You Want to Be a Responsible Gun Owner. Everywhere podcasts are played, Spotify, Apple, all over the place. Tune in, like, listen, share, subscribe, and follow, and be safe and be ready. Welcome to the Safety Man Podcast. So today you want to be a gun owner. We're going to talk about a few things that you need to take into account to be a responsible firearms owner. One, make sure you know the law in your own state and your own region. Two, make sure you know what your goals and objectives are. Is it home defense? Is it target practice? Is it hunting? Is it a combination of the three? But make sure you clearly know what your goals and objectives are, because that can directly affect the types of firearms you acquire and the training you're going to need to shoot them accurately, safely, and effectively. So most people who come to me are looking for home defense. And I have to qualify the word home, which means life defense. You cannot use deadly force to protect your home. You can only use deadly force to protect yourself or the occupants within your home. So shotguns are a fantastic home defense weapon. They're very versatile, they're very easy to use, and they offer a lot of different types of ammunition which can accomplish several types of goals. They're easy to aim, they make a lot of noise, and you can control their overpenetration to protect the other occupants of your house and your neighbors. So let's talk about weapon selection. For handguns, I always recommend a semi-automatic pistol with no external safeties. I tend to be partial to Glock, which is made in Austria and imported into the United States. It is the weapon of choice by a lot of special forces, Navy SEALs, the FBI, and 30 to 40% of domestic law enforcement agencies. It works. It doesn't have a lot of moving external parts which can break. It is very durable. It can fire if it hasn't been cleaned in a long time, and it goes bang when you pull the trigger. I've had the same Glock for 30 years. I've had zero problems with it, and I actually went out and bought another Glock so my wife can feel secure when she's trained to have a firearm locked in a safe at home to defend her life and the life of our children. Other handguns like Smith & Wesson, M&P 2.0, Walther PPQ, and other guns that do not have external safeties are also fine substitutes. Remember, in New Jersey, as a civilian, you're limited to 10 rounds per magazine, 10 bullets per magazine, sometimes called erroneously clips, but they're magazines. You can get 11 rounds in the gun. You would put 10 rounds in the magazine, charge the weapon and put one in the chamber, safely store the weapon, remove the magazine, which now has 9 rounds in it, top it off and put 10 rounds in it, and then reinsert that into your firearm and secure it in a safe that only you can get into. Let's talk about training. I am a certified NRA trainer. I'm a certified Police Training Commission trainer. I have trained rookie police officers, veteran police officers, and SWAT teams. I've been fortunate and blessed enough to have trained with the FBI, the Secret Service, Los Angeles PD SWAT, NYPD ESU, the New Jersey State Police Teams Unit, and numerous other three, four, sometimes five-letter agencies that have had more experience than I have in dealing with high-threat armed encounters. I do my best to take the best information that they can give me, make it work within New Jersey's laws, policies, procedures, and guidelines, and then I train my officers and my civilians in the exact same way. So the training that you would get as a civilian is the exact same training that a rookie police officer, a SWAT officer, or a special forces officer would get in handling that firearm. So what a typical training session would encounter. You and I would show up at the range. We would be in a private classroom. We would have the whole room to ourselves, and we would go over safety, grip, stance, sight alignment, sight picture, trigger squeeze, follow through, malfunction clearing, emergency reloads, drawing from a holster, reholstering safely, covering a suspect, double taps, failure drills, scanning, breathing, and making sure your threat area is clear. I stress, once the altercation starts, you stay in the fight until you are safe and law enforcement has arrived on location. Now, let's transition to when law enforcement arrives on location and you, as a civilian, are armed with a weapon. The first thing you want to do is keep yourself safe and communicate loudly and clearly without turning towards the law enforcement officer that you, in fact, are the good guy, that the bad guy that you may have used deadly force against is injured or dead and armed, and then follow their instructions. Follow the police instructions. Now, they're going to be excited. They may be yelling. You may even get two different conflicting sets of instructions. So my basic command to you is say what you're going to do and slowly do it. I'm going to put my gun down and step away. Is that okay, officer? And they will normally tell you yes. Step away, do what they tell you to do. Now, there's a chance that you could get handcuffed and put into a backseat of a police car until the law enforcement officers determine what in fact happened. I suggest that you comply. I suggest that you do not make more statements than are necessary, such as, this person broke into my house, this person made it seem like he was going to hurt me and my family, so I utilized deadly force. Period, stop, and then respectfully and calmly and politely indicate to the officers or detectives or supervisors or prosecutor's office or attorney general's office that, please, my attorney advised me not to make any more statements until he or she is present. Officer, I fully intend to cooperate with your investigation. However, for my rights and my peace of mind, I'm a little nervous right now. I'm a little scared right now. I'm very freaked out. I'm scared. I almost died. I want to wait for my attorney. And if you say it that way, if you say it politely and professionally, the officers will respect that. As soon as you say you want to speak with an attorney, all questioning has to stop. There is no law saying that you cannot videotape this encounter with your mobile device. You absolutely can. I would alert the officers that you're doing it. They're probably recording it too on their body cameras, so there should be no problem. But again, we want to protect you safely and we want to protect you legally. so you need to speak with a qualified instructor, such as Safety Man, on to general guidance, not necessarily legal information, but general guidance on the use of force, specifically deadly force laws in New Jersey. We will guide you on what is reasonable and what is not reasonable. But you always want to defer to your professionally trained criminal defense attorney who is specifically skilled in shooting. Now, finally, I want to wrap this up and talk about what you have to do morally to prepare yourself to deal with this situation. The way I train my clients is we try to give this bad guy every reasonable opportunity to not force us to use deadly force to protect our lives or the lives of the occupants of our home. We will have someone on the phone with 911. We will barricade into a safe room in the house. We will knock a dresser down in front of that bedroom or other room door to make it even harder for that person to breach. We will be yelling and screaming to these bad guys or this bad guy or this group of people trying to kill us, telling them, stay back, we have a gun, and the police are on their way. We will make it crystal clear. Somebody needs to be on the phone with 911. 911 automatically records everything that is being said on both sides of the line. So again, legally, you're going to be covered because it's going to capture all of that conversation. It's going to capture the fear and emotion in the voices of the victims, of you, of your significant other, of your children. It's going to capture the warnings that you may be issuing to the suspect, if possible. I do not want you to put yourself in danger to give warnings. If threat of your life or injury is imminent, you are not required to give warnings. But if someone is steadily pounding on your door, you can give warnings. Stop. If you enter, I will shoot you. Stop. If you enter, I will shoot you. All that is recorded. If that door breaches open and you use deadly force to protect yourself and your family, that can help protect you in a lawsuit, both criminally and civilly. Morally, I want you to be able to feel comfortable that you did everything that you could do to not have to use deadly force to warn these suspects that deadly force was imminent, and they chose and forced their way into your inner sanctum, into your bedroom, clearly not a property crime, but a personal crime, and the only way you had to defend yourself was to utilize deadly force. Finally, we're going to finish up with the specific training. We train out to about 21 feet because that is about the average distance that a home can go to. So we're going to want to make sure that you are safe and accurate and can utilize that weapon out to about 7 yards or 21 feet and hit accurately and consistently. We want you to be able to manipulate that firearm without having to look at the firearm. Because it's going to be dark, you're going to be nervous, and your body and brain under fight or flight syndrome is going to only look at the bad guy. So my goal is to get you to be able to manipulate that firearm instinctively, first nature, where you can load, fire, handle a malfunction, reload, and fire accurately and consistently to protect your life and the life of anyone in your home. So contact safetyman.co, 609-975-9275, and schedule training where you will receive tactical, legal, and moral guidance on how to protect your family from life or serious bodily injury. My goal is to keep you and your family alive, out of jail, and on the good side of social media. So be safe, be ready, safetyman.co. This is part one. Stay tuned for future parts of this So You Want to Be a Gun Owner series. This is part one. Stay safe.